Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your host, Vicky Maj, all day. I got my co-host, Dre, on the line. Medisa and Taylor have the night off, and we're waiting for Ron to jump in when he gets here. So I'm hanging with the folks tonight. What's up, Dre?
What's going on, Slim?
Not much, man. Not much. About to jump in these comments and see what they talking about, because I've been on the road since about 9 o'clock. I had to go down to the country for a little bit for a second, so I literally just walked back in about 5 minutes ago. So tonight on The Code, we are talking side pieces. Yep, we're talking about it. Yep. And so I'm going to say this. I'm going to put the disclaimer out there. Tonight, it's going to be a different disclaimer. It's still going to have that fun piece to us, but keep in mind that this is a very sensitive subject to some people. This is a no-judgment zone. We are not judging anybody for anything that they've done or currently doing or any of that. That is not our job. We are here to discuss some people. Because it happens. We know it happens. And so, therefore, we're going to discuss it. Keep in mind, we do drink. We do cuss. We do talk dirty sometimes. And we do drink and laugh and do all that awesome stuff. So, yeah, that's what we're going to do tonight. How you feeling, Dre? Are you feeling all right? You good?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I'm about to take my... So I'm about to take my first sip of my drink because I ain't even got nothing in my system yet. So I'm going to take my first sip. Then we're going to jump in right on in that sip. So my first question for tonight is, wait a minute, let me go back and see. Wait a minute, I don't forgot my question because I typed it. Okay, so the question is, why do you, this is driving down the road, and I ask the question. So why do you think side piece situations happen?
That's a good question. Because somebody's not paying attention, for one. And then it's a lot of peer pressure, too, man. Like, some people, you know, they like to hunt. And they just want to see if they can get you because, you know what I'm saying, they know you married or whatever. So, you know, they try to get you just to prove a point.
Okay. So you think that sometimes they happen because people like to go out and hunt and deal with the, looking for the word compete.
Some people some people like to just see. You know,
the they like the challenge of it. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, and they want to see if they can get it. Like, I mean, I bet you can get that mug, man. And you know,
I can get him to rub on my butt.
Exactly. And then some, you know, it's like something going on at home. They ain't getting enough attention or whatever, and then it happens because somebody be paying them attention, and then they fall for the
other thing.
And then 9 out of 10, they don't want to get.
Okay. I definitely understand how that could go down and how that can happen those ways because I've seen it happen before. I understand that sometimes people get bored at home. They get bored. People get comfortable. And keep in mind, anyone who's listening, please understand that it's not the fact that we're condoning any of that. We just understand that the shit happens. It happened. We saw it happen back in the day when we were little and didn't even realize it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we legit had people hanging out with your friends and you heard about their daddy being your daddy too. Like, what? Like, you got a whole ass family on the other side of town.
Exactly.
And we definitely know that it happens. It ain't something that just started happening last year before that. It's been happening for a long time.
A long time.
And we can go back a little bit further in some situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even got to go back 20, 30 years. We can go back a little bit further. That's how some of us is light skinned, if you want to think about it. What? I'm saying, like, for real, like, it's not something that just started. I think that people have started to think that it's okay. Now, depending on your lifestyle and your relationship, it might be okay in your lifestyle and your relationship. It might be all right. It may have been something that y'all have discussed and said, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Is this what we're going to do in life? And it happened, you know? So I think, and I'm just going to read through some of the comments from that question that I posted on my Facebook page. Yes, leave it. I might pronounce her name wrong, but it looks like Violet. She says greed, insecurity, low self-esteem, lack of self-respect, lack of respect for relationships, selfishness. She says she could go on forever. Katie says boredom or feeling a void that's not being fulfilled by that significant other. Will Barber says because home isn't happy and you look to be fulfilled somewhere else. Miss J says, where do I begin? But when you think about it, why find a side piece? Why is it difficult to have the conversation with your mate and say, hey, what's going on with us?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it that what's going on with us? Like, why can't we keep it together?
I just think it's
I think that in certain situations, you know, have the conversation with your mate. Have the conversation. You know, what's so hard to say? You know, baby, you ain't been rubbing on my butt like you used to. I mean, it may not be those words.
Like sometimes certain people can't, they can't take it. It sounds good, like, you know what I'm saying, yo, I can, you can tell them that, but sometimes it's, they can't take it. They don't want to hear it because they're thinking they're doing all the right things, but they never know. They might be a bugaboo, and you ain't telling them. That's why it's best to just talk.
Just have the conversation. How is it that we can be in a relationship with one another and we can't communicate with one another?
Exactly.
You claim that, oh, I'm marrying my best friend. I'm in the relationship with my best friend. But shouldn't you be able to talk to your best friend about anything and everything?
Any and everything.
You know, should I be able to sit on my stool and with the door open talking to my best friend, talking about some whatever?
Did you just say your stool?
Yes. Like,
well,
I mean, I need to understand.
But like I said, though, most times it happens because they get bored. And then it's like they're losing lack of that flame. And then temptation is a mug, like, for real. Because I have seen it when I was working, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would watch these cats, these girls come in, and they just, like, flaunting it in front of people. In front of the dude that's married or whatever, just to try to bait him in. And he would fall for it every time. And I'm like, how you do it? Like, you know what I'm saying? How do you come to work and you know that they just doing it just because they want to see if they can, the challenge? It's like, man, I don't care. I don't pay no attention to it. It is. I'm a fucker with us. And I always ask him, like, but why? What about your girl? Like, you know what I'm saying? What's she going to think about this? And then their main thing is like, oh, well, fuck. And that's when you know shit ain't right at the crib.
If it's an old well situation, if y'all not, if it's old well, why can't you just leave? If it's so old
exactly.
Well. It's okay to leave. It's all right. It's okay. Ain't nobody worried about it. You know, ain't nobody going to talk about you in the streets if you decide to leave.
Well,
you know?
I'm going to talk. Because I think it's funny. And you would be amazed at the people that be cheating, how it goes down, like. My old supervisor, like, he was cheating like hell on his wife, and he was a preacher.
I'm not a preacher. Not a preacher.
Yeah, he's a preacher. And she, one day he got slick, right? He tried to be slick. Like, we was like, okay, where are you going for lunch? And you take like hours. And so we was sitting there one day, everybody just didn't have nothing to do, was being nosy. Looked out the damn dock door, seen him getting in the car. But it wasn't his wife, it was another
mm-hmm.
chick. But this thing, you know, they go and pull off or whatever, and where I worked there, it was a golf course down there. And the golf course, it didn't open till like 2 o'clock, so he's taking lunch at 11. And so it won't be nobody down there, so they go down there and sit in the car, mm-hmm. do whatever they were doing. So one day, we sitting there, we think we peeped and doing it the whole time. One day, his wife pulled up. And she was like, mm-hmm. he pulled up. And she, you know what I'm saying, she came in to the little dot thing, and she was like, is he in? And then the dude that was the dot coordinator was like, no, he's going to lunch. She was like, well, I was coming to bring him some lunch. She said, I'll wait for him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, not I'll wait for him. Y'all should have told
yes.
me to get on down the street.
Yes. And then one of the dudes that was there had his phone number. And he called him, and he told him what was going on. He sure did. And that
wow.
nigga, he didn't even come back to work that day.
He didn't come back? Well, did she leave?
No, he didn't come back. Yeah, because his wife was sitting there waiting on him, so he didn't come back. because he knew if he came back, it was going to be some trouble. So we left. You know what I'm saying? It was time for us to get off. We left at 3 o'clock. His truck was still there.
So the girlfriend had to take him home? What?
I don't know what happened. When we left, his truck was still there. It was after, because we, you know, that's when I used to get off at 3:30. And when we left, his truck was still there. We came back the next day. The truck was in the same spot. We walked in, and he was there. And then didn't nobody notice it until this, like, this drunk dude, he used to get drunk every day at work. He comes in, he was like, man. And he's drunk. Like, this dude, like, was literally drunk every day. And he said, man, I ain't want to say nothing, but did y'all notice Marvin had on the same damn clothes he had on yesterday? What he did was, so he wouldn't get caught, he stayed and spent the night. I guess he's at the plant, or he went to the girl's house. He didn't go home. And then next thing you know, lunchtime pulls up, his wife showed up, and he was sitting there looking crazy. And then she asked, they was outside, they was arguing or whatever, and you could clearly hear her asking what happened to him last night. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. We were all nosy that day. Well, that was hilarious. And she fell for the lie. And then my boy, the one I said to me that was doing the dirt, he was like, man, I told you, man. Everybody cheat.
Wow.
Yeah. And then right after that thing called down, he came back here. And he told my boy, he said, look, man, good looking out for the phone call, yada, yada, yada. I appreciate it. And then that's like, I know, we were back to normal. And everything was just flat off. And you didn't see the side chick come up there no more. But this was going on at work. Like, I'm literally telling you.
Did she work with y'all?
She used to come there. She used to come there for lunch. And she knew that she knew what time he went to lunch, everything. And that day, he just so happened to go, and his wife did the pop.
That
shit was hilarious. I was like, man, I could write a book about the shit he's doing. Like, we had people, like, one dude that got busted, he was cheating. And so his wife found out. She called, like, a detective to follow him, right? That's the thing you know.
She called a detective.
About a week or two. Yeah, she hired a detective to follow him. That's the thing you know about. We were sitting up at the lunch at the cafeteria. About three weeks after, you know what I'm saying, everything, he went down. She came up and showed out. She busted his windows and everything. Found him down. She got a detective to follow him. That's the thing you know. The sheriff came up there serving them damn divorce papers. Nigga didn't even know he was getting divorced. He was getting ready to go home. It used to go down at PNG, buddy.
I can't even talk about it because, you know, when I used to work in a building, you know, I can't even. Let me say this right here. There'd be some days you wouldn't pop up at my job and you wouldn't know what was going on. This is when I worked inside the building, and it's been a couple of years because, you know, people talk, people run in mail. Well, just because you work on the first floor, they don't mean you know what's going on the third floor. Like, there was a situation where there was senior management messing with, you know, mid-level management, and senior management was married, and one was in another relationship. It was just a whole bunch of stuff, and that stuff gets around quick, and people talk. So it's not like, you know, did you hear that such and such was messing with such and such? Like, it definitely happens, especially on these jobs, and I can see where sometimes people were like, you know, I have a work husband. I used to have a work husband, even though I'm not in nobody's relationship. I did have a, well, let me change the words of it, because I used to call him my cubby hubby, okay? Because since we have started working this particular job, when I first started out, I helped train him. So then we transitioned into another department. So we were all, every time we moved to different, we would move to different departments together, and we would always sit beside each other. So technically, we called him my, you know, that was my cubby hubby. I would joke with him about his girlfriend. You know, it was never nothing just but jokes and hee-hees and ha-has. I was never like, oh, well, you're going to come home on my butt sometime. I was never like that. But people would be like, are y'all? No, no. We just cool. We just sit here, work, and kiki it up sometimes. I don't even go to keep the level of talking down. No, I ain't going to lunch with you. Nope. I don't want to go to lunch with you. Because once we start going to lunch, and then next thing you know, you want to come over to my house, and you have a seat, 1,000 of them, you have a good night. So, nah, homie, we can't even roll like this. So let me ask you this, and this may be a little personal, and this may be where people may try to judge, but you remember that this is a no-judgment zone, so nobody listening to us can judge us. You know, okay, wait a minute, before I jump into that, Ramon disagrees with me. Hey, Ramon, welcome to the code. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. What you disagree with, Ramon? I'm waiting. Ramon says he judges us every week. That's so cogent of you, Ramon. That's so cogent of you. And please understand, I was raised Kojic. So, yes, I know that's Kojic of you. So, let's say this. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. And I may even put this on Facebook. And I doubt that people will answer it. But have you ever been a side piece to somebody? Knowingly or unknowingly? You can be knowingly and be unknowingly.
So me?
Well,
so me or
I'm
you?
Asking
you
the question.
Oh,
I'm asking
yeah,
you because I'm talking to you.
I consider myself like my homeboy that does the side chronicles and all that mess, right? Just like he said.
I've watched him.
Professional. I was a professional. I was real smooth with it. And then one day I had to. Do the dang on army crawl out of a house. It was a trip, but yeah, I know my role. I know that much because some people they get it mixed up. Like for instance, the chick I was decided to, you know what I'm saying? This helper, her dude got into it or whatever. This damn thing, you know, she crying and talking about, well, we broke up. We could be together now. No, I don't want to be with you because you're not loyal. I don't want to be with you. Know what I'm saying? No. Go back to him. Work it out. Talk to that man. Work it out.
So Ramon said a man can't be a side piece. How so, Ramon? Because some of y'all don't know that y'all are side pieces. You're going to have this. Also, it's a double standard, so only women can be side pieces?
No, dudes are side pieces too.
Let me tell you something. Maybe you don't understand, but guess what? Dudes can be side pieces unknowingly. Just because she say she all he and ha-ha in love with you don't mean that Johnny don't rub on her butt also. Please believe that Johnny rubs on her ass.
Because I like her. She's my side piece. She going to break up with her boyfriend. I'm like, no. Don't do that. We need him.
Because, bitch, I don't trust you.
Exactly. Like,
I cannot be your boyfriend.
You willing to cheat on your dude to be with me?
Nah. Well,
yeah, you're not loyal, so I can't do it.
So, yeah, I agree that anybody can be a sobby. So, and it's just not chopped down to, oh, he's just being a man. No, no, no. He can, let's look at it like this, girl. Let's just look at it. Because sometimes some women are doomed on the inside.
Sad.
Okay.
I know a professional.
The same stuff that you think you getting away with, she created.
She done done it. She done done it.
Okay.
She's doing it well.
Ain't never been caught.
Ain't never been caught.
Never been caught. Not once.
Public enemy said it best. You ain't trusted.
Not once. So please don't think that these women ain't out here doing the same thing. And
they invented it, if you ask me.
I don't think they invented it. I think that they saw something and they was like, you know what? Let me tell you something. You think you're going to have a whole ass family on the other side of town? And you think I ain't about to get my rocks off?
And they so slick. Motherfucking females introduced you to that nigga.
She started with the UPS man. Sorry.
Females will introduce you to that side piece and you won't even fucking know it. Trust me.
So,
I have met 20 of my side pieces, boyfriends. They family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we family, all right.
Kissing cousins. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It happens. Like, it definitely happens. And I am not exempt from this question. I will answer it. The thing is this. I'm going to give you an age range for myself because I've been a side piece before. Yep. Am I okay with that? It's just something that happened when I was between that age of 21, 25, and I had just got out of a bad-ass relationship, and my give-a-fuck was low. So I always tell people when I was between that age of 21 and 25, you would not have liked me. You would have disliked everything about me down to the point of my toenail polish, probably. You would not have liked me. Because I gave zero fuck about relationships.
Exactly.
And that's why I can understand where, you know, Violet was saying in her earlier post where people may not have a respect for relationships. Well, at that point, somebody had done me wrong, and my fucks zero were given. So, therefore, I did what I wanted to do, who I wanted to do it with, and it wasn't a challenge. It was not a challenge at all. I didn't pretend as if I wanted to be their girlfriend. I didn't cause no problems. Then I would ask them, why are you getting attached to me? I don't really want you like that. Stay. Don't leave your girlfriend for me. I don't want you in that way. You're good for me for one good-ass reason, two good-ass reasons. To pay a bill around here and to kiss my ass sometimes. And so that's what it was. And, you know, one dude, I kid you not, like, I still see him because he's a public face, and it's always so funny when I see him because he always has a big-ass smile on his face when he sees me. And I'm like, dude, it's still nothing. Like, still nothing to me. You know, I see him. And it ain't... Literally, and it was so funny the last time I saw him. You know, I spoke. I wasn't rude. Y'all know I ain't rude like that. And I said, I gave him a hug, and he was like, hey, you still doing XYZ? Yep, sure am. I'm going to have to holler at you. Okay, bye. So then, about 2 weeks later, I get this quiet-ass inbox on my Facebook page talking about some, hey, my number's still the same. Hey, you trying to get together? No. No. Now, if you would have talked to me, with, you know, when I didn't give a damn a little bit more, I don't know. Nah, homie. Mm-mm. No, because I see what you married. This ain't what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm okay. And Ramon said he is not paying no bills if his name ain't on them. Ramon, you'd be amazed at the type of bills I had paid by me. You'd be amazed. I know I went for a long time. I ain't paid my own cell phone bill for a long time. I didn't pay none of my credit card bills because they got paid. I may have taken care of my rent and my lights and everything else, but no. And it was just, and no, you can't stay tonight. Go home. Get up out of here. And that's why I was like, when the old dude didn't go home, I was like, what? Wait a minute. He's fucking up in the street. Like, you just not going to go home? You just not going to go home. You're just not going to go home, huh? You're just going to be disrespectful and just not go home. I just, no. And you know what? Back in the day, say like 2000 and all that, when the internet wasn't really popping like that, people didn't get caught like they used to, like they do now. They don't get caught. They weren't getting caught like that. The only way they got caught is if they brought home an extra baby or something. Like, that was the only way they were getting caught. Now you got this internet shit going on, and people want the videos chatted. They like, ooh, look at me and they, ooh, selfie, knowing good and goddamn well that man got a wife at home and 3 kids. Ooh, me and Bae, look at us Snapchat. Ooh, look at us. Ooh, look what Bae bought me. Bitch, if you don't get someone, shut down. Stop trying to shine because you are not the main piece. Catch your ass down somewhere. And it's crazy. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm so, oh, God. Because I sit and I watch it every day. Every day. On my face. Wait a minute, Ramon. Wait, man, I got to take my glasses off for this one. Dre, get Ramon out of my inbox. Ramon said, that's why I fuck them in the ass. Can't get them pregnant that way. Get Ramon out of my inbox. Get him out of my inbox today, like right now. Like, right now at 11:04. Come on. I can't today. Let me take a drink. Let me take a sip of my drink, too. Oh, good, Ramon. Jesus Christ. Now, okay. So then you have, like, they just don't being so willy-nilly these days. Like, and these chicks are not knowing their lane. That was one thing that, like, even at that time, in that place, in my life, I knew my lane. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I knew not to expect too much shit from you. I ain't expecting you to try and take me out for my birthday. Don't you ever try to tell me who I can and cannot talk to because, nigga, you got somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me nothing. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm not going to mess up what you got over there, but don't you dare mess up nothing I got going on over here. These dudes catching feelings and doing boyfriend, girlfriend stuff with their side piece. What you doing? What you doing? That's just why my post, my picture on my Facebook page today that I did post it. Let me go to it because I got a couple of giggles and a couple of wows because that shit's true. Like, how you gonna have sex with me and give me all this goodness and you expect me not to look at you in some type of way? Like, what happened? Congratulations, my nigga. You got two wives now.
And, yeah, and that shit.
Congratulations.
That's crazy because people don't understand, like, if you just, like, the side piece or whatever, and then you doing some freaky mess that she don't get at home, she gonna stalk you. Then you wonder why she crazy. And then you sitting there, man, I should have never messed with that chick. Dude, you brought that on yourself, bro.
Right. You woke up all her crazy. Why you waking up?
Exactly. You got her doing cartwheels and you licking her butt and everything, banging her up and just come on and go to bed. Yeah, she's going to be next, bro. Because the side piece always try to damn when they having sex. Always try to outdo the main piece. Always.
It's trying to outdo him. Okay, Ramon said he disagreed. Wait a minute, Ramon. You're doing a lot of disagreeing today, Ramon. Okay, but finish what you said. We're going to find out what he disagreed about.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the side piece is always trying to show out. Be like, yeah, girl, you know, your husband don't do this. Your husband don't do this. Your wife don't do this. There's always something extra they trying to do to try to prove a point. That's why if you notice, the side dude and the side chick always get the best gifts.
Say that.
Yep.
I don't think that they get the best gift.
I have seen it done. Like, this one dude, he was fooled with the chick. She was married or whatever. This dude comes to work every day. She has food for him. And then she'll sit there, her man will call, cuss him out and tell him to go somewhere else to get something to eat. But you bring this dude, you cooking for this dude right here.
But if that's the case, why don't you just get rid of him? Why don't you get rid of that main dude? If she's doing all this for the dude that she worked with, why not just try to, you know, just try to make it work with the dude that they work with?
Man, I'm telling you, I've seen, like, she paid this dude's mortgage. Like, this one cat, man, I'm not looking at shit up.
His mortgage, all right. Needs to talk to her. She needs to come pay her rent over here.
This is what happened.
Okay, you need to speed this up a little bit because Ramon wants to talk.
Oh, God.
Okay, we'll tell that in a second. Ramon about to bring you on in. Welcome to the code. How are you doing, Ramon?
This is why I really miss doing talk radio. This is why. I swear, y'all bringing my fire back, man. I swear.
Well, you need to come on back to the airwaves and get people to talk about.
I love Dre. He got to come hang out in Detroit with me, man. That's one cool dude, man. Okay. This is why I say, mm-hmm. Now, with me, when it came to side chicks and this and that, maybe it's different in the South, you know, because I'm from New York and live in Detroit. Now, whenever I had something on the side, they never knew where I live, and I don't have like friends with benefits or no strings attached. It was called what I came up with, a sexual understanding. Don't call me, don't text me. We not hanging out. We not talking on the phone. When you get that itch, call me and I'll scratch it, you know, and vice versa. You know, and you keep that to 60 to 90 days. You don't keep it for a long period of time. But, no, I don't want you buying me nothing. Don't call me to be cordial, hanging out, you know, when we met at the spot, you leave first. You know what I mean? You leave first. You don't even know what I pull up in, you know. But I mean, but paying bills and all that, that's scary, man. That's scary. No, daddy nothing. Beat it. Get out of here. You only come on, baby, you hear me talking, beat it. You know, my girls, they crazy. You know, they're very possessive. But I'm just saying, you know, don't buy me nothing, because then, like, when you buy me something, you feel like you own me. No, I'm straight, man.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, you don't know where I work at. You don't know what kind of car I drive. You just know my name is Ramon or Moan on the streets. You know, they know me Moan or Mr. Keys. That's it. You know, but I mean, Dre hit it right on the head. You know, when you be spraying them, turn them into water holes and have them squirting like water holes in the summertime, yeah, they go crazy, man. I've been stalked before. I'm 5'10", 5'11", 285, 90 pounds, and I was scared as hell. This one chick was stalking me. She's only 5'1". And I don't fear not one man that walked this earth, but that chick had me shook, man. You know, but that's why you don't hit it from behind all night. You can't do that. Can't do that. They fall in love with that.
Exactly. Because the things I
And that's
have
what
seen,
happens, and now you got a second wife.
Boy, I'm trying to tell you, because I thought I was a professional side dude. My homeboy I used to work with, he had me beat. Like, he made this girl, like, he kept trying to get rid of her, right? And he kept trying, she was like, no, we're going to be together. He's like, no, I gotta do this, I got to do that. I'm Muslim now. Don't you know that helper became a Muslim? She changed her whole fucking religion.
God damn.
and I'm not making this
what
shit
did you,
up.
Say, what did you do?
Fucking, she changed her. She left her husband, changed her fucking religion, and they are married to this day. She married
are
him.
Are you serious?
Muslim. Yes, and they Muslim. And when you see her, she got the little scarf on her head, every damn thing. And I told that motherfucker, I said, dude, you got the dick of all dicks. He's like, what you talking about? I said, nigga, you made her
right.
change her fucking religion.
What you made her change her God.
Like, what the
right.
fuck? What the hell did you do to her? I said, you stuck your head completely up her ass and ate her heart.
He said ate her heart.
He ate her heart. He didn't eat the pussy. He didn't eat the ass. He stuck his skull up her damn ass and ate her heart. He changed the bitch religion.
You know what?
He changed her religion, and I'm not making that shit up. That's the God honest truth. He kept trying to break it off with her because it was getting annoying, and he got tired of her husband calling the phone and everything. And she left him. She left her damn husband and became a Muslim.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm about to go get me a drink, and I ain't drinking 20 years. Thanks a lot, Dre. You just ruined my night.
Man,
you just ruined my whole night.
On, man, the shit that used to go on at P&G when I worked there, man, y'all would be fucking amazed. Like, I would come home every day with a different story, and we would just sit there and laugh. Me and my boy would sit there, my other homeboy, James, we'd sit there and just laugh all day long. Like, can you believe that shit?
Real quick, that thing with Jamie, she's saying about that work husband. You know,
Jamie,
you got to be careful with
that.
That
shit is real, and I don't like it.
Yo, because I live in Detroit, and you got these plants. You know, you got the big three, Chrysler, Ford, and GM. And people be having, they call plant husbands or plant wives. They be banging up in the plant on a lunch break. They go somewhere and bang. But when they go home, you know, they go back to their wives. But she's saying, I don't go to lunch with him. That don't mean nothing. If y'all still talking and conversating, you still kind of putting it out in the atmosphere that something might happen. That's why you can't carry no conversation, no casual conversation with the person you dipping with.
I beg to differ. I think that you can be still some type of a friend. Like, I don't know how to be friends.
I don't like the work husband because I don't like the whole work husband thing.
I've never messed with that man a day in my life. We worked together
husband.
For 5 years.
Yeah, I was a work husband, and then I got to thinking.
Oh, that's because you were nasty.
Yeah, very. And I'm like, I got to think, like, wait a minute. If I'm a work husband, this is like early 2000s. I'm like, if I'm a work husband, I wonder who the fuck is fucking my girl. Because she work at a place.
But that's your own insecurity. It may not have been that. That's your own insecurity. Because you out here doing dirt. Don't mean she out here doing dirt.
That's why I stopped doing it. Because I couldn't take it. I was like, man, I'm out here doing this. She could be doing that. I said, man, I'm chilling. I ain't doing this shit no more. And I retired from the work husband.
You retired from being a worker.
Yeah, I retired. I only did that one time when I was living back in Buffalo. And I used to be a bus aide, and I used to screw my bus driver. And she actually lived around the corner from me.
Jesus. Saints. You know, I take that back. I did have, like, a little piece at work, but he ain't had nobody, and I ain't had nobody.
Well, that don't count.
You know.
That don't count.
He ain't had nobody. But then when he went and got somebody, it ain't like
that. Got
mad. No, I ain't get mad.
Oh, I about to say, because you know sometimes they get somebody.
Come on now, Dre. Now, you know me well enough to know I don't get mad at these hoes.
True, because I know that day. I done seen some side chicks that flip the script.
Right.
But they get mad as hell.
What I need to get mad for? You're only good to me for a certain reason. What am I mad for?
But we treat y'all the same way. And that's why I said a dude can't be a side piece, because he's getting what he always wanted, sex without commitment. So you saying, and I mean, Dre, you my man. Got mad love for you.
Men catch fans too.
She labeled him as that, but he's really not that. He got the best of both worlds. I can bang you, and you leave me the hell alone. I'm straight with that.
They don't leave you alone though. Like I was, man. This chick, she used to call. Like I'd be like, "What you doing?" She's like, "Nothing, chilling." I'd be like, "Okay, so where he at?" Man, right here. Like, are you serious? Like you gonna call me while this motherfucker laying beside you?
That was something different, Dre. She was trying to put him on notice. You need to get your stuff together, or you about to get a pink slip. That's totally different.
I don't want that because when they start doing that shit, that means he gonna start going through the phone. You know what I'm saying? Then that's when you're gonna start getting them mysterious phone calls. Well, like about a week or two ago. One of the chicks I used to screw, you know what I'm saying? She had a boyfriend. I haven't touched her since, I'm going to say about 2005, like 2005. Her boyfriend called me about 3 weeks ago because she left him and she moved to South Carolina. This fool got her damn phone number or whatever, her phone bill or whatever, went through her phone, got my number, and then he called me talking about she living with me. And I haven't talked to her in years.
What? She living with you? I ain't seen nobody over there.
She lives in South Carolina now. She from Eaton. Wow. And she lives in South Carolina now. But I got accused of her leaving him, and that's why they broke up this and the third. So he called me trying to go off. And I'm like, dude,
but
I haven't
put
talked
that
to her
there,
in years. Now, what it was, he didn't know. She just left. She just up and left because she got tired of him. And so he found my number, and he thought that that's who she was with. And I'm just sitting there minding my business. Yep, and then she called me. She was like, she said, and I quote, I'm sorry about what happened. I was like, yeah, I was going to ask you why was he calling me and I haven't talked to you in damn near 15 years. Like, what the fuck?
He went through the whole Rolodex. He said, I'm calling everybody in the phone. I'm calling people I found on this notebook paper.
Yep. And look, the funny part was, this dude said, I know she damn motherfucker, let me talk to her.
Wait a minute, what did I hear?
I told you.
You told me for real?
Yeah,
I'm not remembering this. You know what, Dre? You know, lately, my memory been messed up lately. I might need something to fix that.
I told you. Because, matter of fact, it's
you
the
ain't
name.
Told me
it's that night that, that you didn't go. You didn't go to the party, and I went and Ernest came with you.
I don't remember that.
So, Dre, yeah, how do you get rid of females? How did you get rid of females that you want to be bothered no more? I mean, do you give hints, or you just automatically just cut them off face to face, or you do it by via text or email? How do you
see?
Get rid
my
of
thing is this: it depends on the way I do it. It depends on if you get on my nerves or not. You know what I'm saying? I just stop calling. But if I'm feeling you, I continue to call. You know what I'm saying? But if you, like, certain shit would irk my nerves, and that would ruin a relationship with me. Like, if you're sitting there constantly nagging me because you want to argue and you feel some type of way, and I don't like to argue, and I'm like, okay, you're going to argue by yourself, because I can sit there and be quiet. I go mute. And then that'll really piss you off. Because I ain't going to sit there and say nothing, because for one, everybody know the rule. You can't argue with no woman. You ain't going to win. Whether you right
what?
Or wrong.
I don't think
that's
so.
True. That's true. That is
win.
So
I don't think
you
I think that
win.
I
you,
can.
You can have the evidence. Yeah. You can have the evidence. Smack that in your damn hand. And she going to argue to the end that it wasn't her. Like when I call
I
my
guess
friend,
that makes me different
friend,
from
friend.
The other 98%.
I caught her doing dirt. She got the shit on a VCR tape with her chick was walking around recording. She had a camcorder. You know when you had to use a little bitty tape and then you put it inside a VCR and you watch
yeah.
it like that?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
yeah, I remember.
Okay, she had
yeah.
one of them joints. So she walked around talking to her dude on the phone. And her son was videotaping it. And then her sister said, and I quote, oh, she thinks she the shit because she talking to yada, yada, yada. And she started laughing. She's like, shut up. So one day, this is not, I'm telling you straight up truth, we laid up in the bed. We sleep, taking a nap, chilling. All of a sudden, her son comes in, and he puts in the damn the VCR tape. I'm sweet. And no sudden, I heard her talking on the damn phone, and then I heard her sister say the dude's name. I woke up and I was pissed. And she tried to say that it wasn't her. I've clearly heard her, and I rewound it so she can hear what she said.
Rewound?
I don't remember that. Bitch, it's on the TV. You're looking at yourself saying it, and you want to sit there and tell me that you did not say that. So she gets mad and trying to flip the script on me. I didn't say nothing. I just drove the fuck off.
So listen, not every woman argues like that. I don't argue like that. If I'm wrong, yes, I'm wrong. If I'm right, I'm right.
You don't get what Dre's saying. You don't get what he's saying. In some way, shape, or
okay.
form, the man is going to lose. May not lose
I
then.
If
he may
I,
not lose
if
then,
I
but he's going
my
to
wrong,
lose.
If I admit that I'm wrong in a situation, how does that make him a loser?
Well,
no,
I didn't say loser. I didn't say loser. Dre didn't say loser. What Dre is saying, I think what he's saying is the worst thing about it, and Dre can say if I'm right or wrong, if she admits that she got busted, got caught out there, she gonna make sure she feels her wrath by you catching her out there, because it's very that's like a Haley's Comet situation. It very rarely happens. So you're gonna feel
yeah, and
my
somehow
rap
it's gonna be your fault.
Exactly. She's gonna
somehow
sue
it's gonna
him
be your fault that the shit happened.
Right.
And she used to do that shit all the fucking time, man. And I'm like, that's the dumbest shit. Then I have to sit there and be like, why the fuck am I still with this dumbass motherfucker? And that was the last time we actually talked for any damn thing. And then the last time I talked to her, she said I was rude because she called and told me that she found out that she had diabetes or whatever, right? So I was like, okay, so you want me to come down there and feed you a damn cake?
Like,
I just told you I got diabetes. I was like, oh, just pulling in this massive cake in your fucking face. That's how, that's like
oh
she hit 5 bucks right now. And somebody called me and tell me she got hit 5 bucks. And she can be alive. I'm going to ask her if she did.
So, oh God. So earlier this week, somebody said on the wind down that I was the mean person. There you go, right there. Dre is the mean person up the toes. Because I am. What?
Yeah, I'm ultimate petty. I ain't gonna front. Because once you burn your bridges with me, buddy, and then you put me through all types of hell, and then you don't, don't call me, like, you don't call me and tell me. What gives you the nerve to call me and tell me, well, you know, I got sugar, I got diabetes, whatever. Like, I don't care. Why you calling me? We done. What we had is over. Talk to your doctor.
Maybe she thought you still love her just a little bit, Takeda.
No, ain't no love.
Maybe.
Jay-Z said that in what, 2000? Ain't no love.
I don't know. Wow.
That's what he said.
Oh, man. Well, Dre, I have nothing.
And you know how I feel about her. Yeah,
I know how you feel about it. That's why I didn't say nothing.
It took everything in me to trust women again because of her. And that's no lie. Because she did me so dirty.
Is that why you have a lack of respect for relationships and don't mind being a side piece?
I have respect for relationships, but I'm like this. If she's sitting there going out her way and she constantly throwing it in my face and she knows she's married, who am I to turn it down?
Mary don't mean happy. Mary don't mean happy.
Exactly. So who am I to turn it down? That's just like if you meet somebody and they tell you, the dude would be like, you know, I'm in a bad relationship, whatever, whatever, but here's the keys to my Maserati. You going to drive it or you going to be like, no, thank you?
What's your relationship got to do with this car?
Exactly. You changing gears, goddamn. You going to drive the shit out of this motherfucker.
What does relationship got to do with this car? I didn't understand what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like... It shit happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're trying to tell me that, okay, you meet somebody, right, and they done told you that they're in a bad relationship with them, they don't know how to get out, and y'all sitting there having drinks. Okay, one thing leads to another, somehow y'all end up kissing. This thing, you know, you pull out, this dude pulled his pants out, he got the biggest ding-a-ling in the world. You ain't going to tell me, you ain't going to rub it, just play with it.
Are we talking to me, or am I talking,
yeah,
like
I'm talking to you,
a general woman?
I don't like dick, for the record. I only like mine.
I'm asking the question because I can answer it as a general-ass woman, or I can answer it as myself.
That's what I'm saying. So, y'all drinking.
Which
y'all
one do you want?
Whatever. Both y'all little tipsy, whatever. You ain't got nobody.
But they
got somebody.
I done seen some big ones, so that some shit ain't going to surprise me.
That's what I'm saying, but he ain't got, you know he's in a bad relationship.
It ain't going to surprise me. And?
So you ain't going to get
this.
But you'll be intrigued, though.
You will be intrigued, because I get what Dre is saying. Women love men in jacked up situations. Because they love putting on that big red S and put on that red cape and think she can help them and fix them. I get what Dre's saying. I get it.
And don't let him be a good man and his wife ain't shit. Oh, my God.
What?
It happened.
Oh, okay.
Like this dude, he's going to work every day, right? And this chick, she knew his wife wasn't about shit. But she wanted to tell it. But she felt like if she tell it, you know what I'm saying, that's going to fuck up shit with her because it ain't none of her business really. Because she see his wife going dirt all the time. So this dude comes in, he reads the Bible, you know what I'm saying, just sit there chilling, mind his business. So but she was like, I got to say something to him because he's a good man or whatever. He's a Christian man, yada, yada, yada. So she goes and told him that his wife was cheating. He didn't believe it. He comes home, he found out that she was cheating. He comes to work next day, you know what I'm saying? He stayed with the chick, stayed with the wife. So he just going to pray on it. So the girl gets mad because he stayed with the wife. But the whole time, she just told it because she wanted to see what, you know what I'm saying? She wanted him, and he stayed with her.
Oh, she did it for the wrong reason.
Basically,
and she
every other day, he comes to work, and she's like, look at his stupid ass. Now he's stupid ass. Because you told it, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to have no part of you. He want to say
her motive was wrong and it was out of place. But see, if she would have told it from a more genuine place of, you know what, I just really care about you as a friend, then he may have looked at her a little bit more different. Because that jealousy creeped up into her soul and her spirit. That's why it didn't work. Oh, believe me, I've watched it before. But I, you know, it, like I
you
said, women can be.
You don't get what Dre is saying because you're not a dude.
Yes, I do.
What he's saying is women love men in jacked up situations.
Yeah, because some people say that men are savages and predators. I know a whole lot of predator females, buddy.
Right. Right.
Straight predators. I'm talking about some cougar action, and they don't mind. They ain't gonna feeding you, rubbing your belly, massaging your feet. Tell me your problems, baby. Them cougars are the worst. Them older women.
I love older
women. I told y'all last week. The old hoes. I told y'all that. They old hoes.
They don't expect a lot.
Them damn milfs, them motherfuckers are hell, boy.
But they don't but Dre, I'm 42. They don't expect a whole lot.
I'm trying to be 42.
Oh, man, you coming to Detroit with me. When I go to the Essence Festival next week, you coming with me. I'm playing with Charlie Puth.
How you going
to
take my best friend somewhere? How you taking my best friend somewhere? What you doing?
We're
going to
get
what?
We're going to go get some shit. That's what we're going to go do.
But he's right though.
Older women don't care. They just want you just to appreciate them. They don't need you to pay their bills. They don't need you
to
do nothing.
Want you to do
just
get
appreciate
that, just,
me and come hit it every now and then.
Hell, you're like another story. When I was working at P&G, my homeboy, this dude, his name was Marcus, right? This cat used to live over there off of over there in the little shelter. Didn't have a pot to piss in. This older lady, for some reason, she was attracted to Big Black. We called her Big Black. This one was the stink head of that thing because the water and shit wasn't good over there. She told this dude, and I quote, she said, I can take you home, clean you up, and take good care of you. This idiot didn't do it. Now, mind you, he bumming rides back and forth to work. This lady, she was like, I think she was like 48, maybe close to, somewhere close to 50. She had three cars and had a big-ass house. And she was like one of the head people at the damn plant. And y'all,
he did the right.
Would take care of him and do this and the third. But he didn't have a pot to piss in. That fucker didn't even dare touch him.
Maybe he knew something that the rest of you didn't know. Maybe he found out her cat was nasty.
Huh?
maybe he knew, like I said, maybe he knew something that the rest of y'all didn't know.
No, he didn't know her from Adam, man. The last time she would flirt with him and shit, he was sitting there looking stupid. He didn't even know how to talk to the woman, man. We used to get on him every day about that. Like, boo, you can take that damn woman. She always just basically put it out there and said all she want to do is take care of your ass. Like,
He was intimidated by her aggression. That's what
exactly.
That was.
Exactly. And I'm sitting there like,
I'm not that person.
I was struggling then, you know, and I was like, shit, why that shit can't happen to me?
because you ugly.
You know, I would you. Come home and talk to you. Shit, every day.
I can't. I won't. And I shall not.
Yeah, and then she started fooling with this young dude, this younger cat. He was like 20-something years old. She started fooling with him, and DeMarcus got mad, started hating. Like, nigga, ain't no need in hating now. You had your chance. You blew it.
You blew it, right.
You blew it.
That's what y'all do. Y'all get mad when y'all blow stuff.
All I want you to do is
and you see somebody out there getting the good stuff that you could have got.
Yep.
But,
not anymore,
Jay. Because this is the thing. Women, y'all say women outnumber men by 9-1. For every one woman that screws up, you got another 3 or 4 that'll do the exact same thing. So the odds is in our favor. It's in our favor.
Okay. Wonderful. I'm glad that we are now part of the Hunger Games and the odds are now in our favor.
I got issues.
But, okay, so let me ask you this. So let's say you are in a relationship with a woman where you don't necessarily need 5 pieces. She's okay if you say, you know, you need to rub on another piece of butt every now and again. I understand. How would you react to that?
I live about 8 miles. This club is right there.
Wait a minute. I don't know about that. Because I don't know. Because, like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm in it for the win. I'm in it. But if you're telling me to go get something else, I don't know how I feel about that. Like,
no, she's not necessarily telling you to go get something else. She's just simply saying, hey, I understand. I'm not always what you're going to want.
It's not about what you need.
I may not be what you need today. Maybe I'm too little mouthy. You want somebody to listen to you every now and again.
Wow.
That's a trap.
That's what I'm thinking too, man.
That's called a hard pass, Drake.
I don't know about that. I would feel some type of way because I'm like, okay, you telling me to go get it? What you doing? Why you pushing me towards another woman? That's just like one of my cousins. I ain't gonna say his name, but he was mad to this white chick. And she got mad. He got mad because she wanted to have a threesome. But she told him he couldn't touch the girl.
So what kind of party is that at the homies can't have?
Exactly. And he got pissed off. He was like,
she said,
okay, telling me you want to do a threesome, but I can't touch nobody. You're going to do all the touch. And so then he fucked around one night. He said that they got drunk. Went to Natty Green's, got drunk. She brought a girl home. And she told him to sit there and watch her and the girl, and he couldn't touch. He had to sit there.
Well, that's not fair.
I said, so what did you do? Did you join in? What? He said, I sat there and watched. I was like, man, I would have burned the house down. In my Kevin Hart voice, everybody must die. Kitty, kitty, bang, bang. Everybody going to die. I'm sitting there looking at you, pleased by a woman, and I can't do nothing. I can't touch you or her. I got to sit there and watch. What am I getting at?
Did she say, I have some questions. When you say you can't touch, I got questions. So when you say that you can't touch, could he not touch himself as well?
What's the use of that? I'm just asking questions
as they pop into my brain because that is not no shit that I would do.
He told him that he couldn't touch them. He got to sit there and he got to watch. I'm not about to sit there and watch you damn have fun and I'm not. And I'm sitting there, you basically cheating in my face. I'm sitting there looking sick.
I'm trying to check.
That was more about her than the
room. I'm coming in.
That was her. That's you. That's not cheating. I don't think so. I told you I'm twisted. You know I don't think like other people. So that's why I had questions.
Yep, I'm coming in during the fun. Ric Flair, off the top rope, I'm coming in. Somebody's going to get tagged in.
So let me ask you this. So would you, and I don't even know how we even got into this lane, but my thoughts jump around. So if your girl or wife or whatever says, you know, honey, this threesome thing, I want to try it. But I want to try both things. Are you okay with that? Like, I want to try
Oh, you talking about her and me and her and another girl and me and her and another dude?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's okay if she wants to do another female and you're allowed to touch her.
I don't think I would do it with another guy.
I'm not a threesome guy.
I did my threesome when I was wild. I wasn't with nobody I was in a relationship with or nothing. Like, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you trying to do the threesome, I don't know if I can do that. Because I'm like, yo, like, take for instance, what if she having more, getting pleased more by the girl and she enjoying the female more, and then next damn thing you know, she dipping off with them with the chick. Or vice versa. Shit like that happens, you know.
I mean, I know it happens. I'm just asking questions. I'm here to facilitate the questions.
I can see it there. A motherfucker be sitting there. Let's have a threesome, baby. Next thing you know, the dude in there just breaking her goddamn back. He's sitting there like, bitch, you ain't never moaning like that with me. What the fuck?
You know what?
Be mad as
you know what? It has to be with someone who you know that egos are not going to be a part of it.
No power to you.
Like, I'm just saying. I mean, this is just a conversation. I'm not, you know, saying what's right and what's wrong. But maybe it just might be a situation where egos are not involved. Both men are not worried about how big the other one's penis is or how she's moaning and groaning. She's enjoying herself. This is the moment that she's like, okay, I've been thinking about this. She's just simply enjoying herself.
Okay. Vice versa. What if, you know what I'm saying, you do the threesome or whatever. Your husband is spending more time inside of the other girl and not inside of your ass. Like, he in there just going to work on her. Like, he just breaking out some of his best moves. You ain't going to be mad?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
When did you start putting your goddamn legs up in the air like that? Like, really? You really going to work on her? Like, when we start doing this move?
First and foremost, you know I don't have a disc bone in my body, but I care less. He's not going to do something that I ain't never done with him before.
But, hey, you never know, though. That's what I'm saying. You never know.
You know, yes, you never know, but so what?
You and your husband have been having sex for years, right? And you know how quick and how fast.
That's why my husband is a different breed of man.
I'm just throwing it out there. This is a scenario. I didn't know people had sex during marriage. This is what I'm saying. Y'all been married, whatever, and you know your husband can't go past, I'm going to say, 35. Your husband lasts 35 minutes. All of a sudden, y'all do the threesome. This nigga trying to go. He marathon, man. He wants to go a whole hour.
Oh, that's because I didn't drop the liquor off into his system.
Oh, see, I knew you were going to have some kind of flight.
Oh, I done dropped the liquor off into his system.
Whatever, man. I'm just saying. You know how sometimes, you know how they say.
I'm just saying, too.
Some pussy is better than, some pussy is better than other pussy. What if like, he just going to work on her, and then, like, he just spending all time just in her, just going to work. And then you ask him, like, actually, y'all just having a conversation, like, why were you in there so long? And he'd be like, it was good.
Sometimes, you know what, Dre, some conversations are not for me because I'm not that person. You know I'm not that person. So I'm not going to have a conversation
with
why listen to me. Listen to me first. I'm not going to be like, well, why was you inside of her? So it's like, did you enjoy yourself? It was good, right? Because when I touched it, it was soaked. So it was good, right? Like, that, you know I'm jacked up in that way. Hell, I see fat asses before a man sees a fat ass. You know I'm not going to be that person.
But you're a rarity. That's a rarity. You like a 2%. That's a rarity to have a woman.
That's why I said you can't ask me certain questions. You can't ask me certain things. My thought process is not going to be the same of a general woman. It's not going to be the same.
That's why people don't like doing threesomes. Because shit like that. I've never
had a couple of few of them.
I was never a threesome guy. That's just too much
pressure. I mean, I did it when I was young. I'm saying I was young. I got mine out the way when I was young. So.
You know what? I'm going to tell you like this here. Even though I don't participate like I used to in certain stuff, I don't participate. Earlier this week, someone asked me about it. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, I don't. If that was still me and I was still doing things like that in the street, I said, you're not the person I would want to have a conversation with. In those times, I never had the conversation with the man. I always had the conversation with the woman because I wanted to see exactly what her thought process was, what she expected, and everything. And if I got the smallest inkling of that she had a jealous spirit, I declined. That's just me. So, No, like I said, my husband will be a special breed of man, and he exists. He's out there. I know that. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you laughing at? I'm just saying, I'm just a little different out here. That's probably why I'm single, because I just don't think like these other women. I'm not dying to have a husband. I mean, I'm going to have one day, but I ain't dying to have them tomorrow. Because we're going to have to negotiate some shit in life.
Negotiate.
We have to negotiate some shit in life because I got, you know, some questions, some concerns. I need to make sure we're going to be all right. I'm going to be, you know, is he going to high-five me when he see a fat ass walk by, or is he going to try to hide it? I need to understand why you hiding it. You know I saw it first. I saw the girl when she was walking toward us, and I'm the one who turned around and said, look at that ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I don't know what life is like as a average woman. Maybe some of these average women could call in or comment on a post every now and again.
They're not going to do it because they see you as the enemy. They see you as the enemy, a woman with no conscience.
I have a little one. I know right from wrong, but I also know the gray area of it, too.
See, the one thing is about a lot of women, especially like women up here in the North, they are more concerned about how society and people, especially their girlfriends, view them. Women, like, they will sleep with a bunch of dudes. They would do it, but they so concerned about being called a hoe. We don't care about that stuff. Men don't care. Women, a lot of women do. They care how they're viewed by their girlfriend. You don't care. And that's why they hate you.
Hey, man, that's true, because they hate you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you go out to the club and shit. It's always, you see a group of girls, like they be about five, maybe about six in a group or whatever. It's out of that damn group, two of them are hoes, and they trying to fuck. They're not, but it's always that ugly one that tells the damn, the one that's trying to damn do something. She's one that's the blocker. Because every time you see a group of girls, one's going to be, two of them, it's either going to be one or two of them going to be the blockers. One or two of them going to be the hoes, and then the other one's going to be the shower, the booty, the one that they don't want to do that.
So I wonder which one I am
in the group.
You're the one that they don't want you to call. Why are you bringing her?
I'm the one that don't get invited
her?
Most of the time. I'm the one that's not getting invited.
They hate you.
Hate is such a strong word.
But that's, hey, I'm calling it because you are what a lot of women don't like. You pretty, you got a fat behind, and you bust. Which means you get all the drinks in the club. You know what I mean?
No,
they
I don't.
They hate you. You don't get all
Dre,
the drinks.
Dre, do I get all the drinks in the club? Dre.
I got to think. No,
I buy my own goddamn drink.
Really?
I buy my own drink.
Yeah,
Matter of fact, if I go to the bar between the two of us, if we hang in the club, I usually bring him back. I think. And then the thing is this: if that's the case, a guy buys me a drink, you got to buy two. You don't need to know why you're buying two. You need to buy two, and he'll buy two, and I'll go hand my drink to my back. Get drink to my best friend. Or, Matt, I'll give you a prime example. There was a guy that I was seeing for just a little bit. It was just a little bit. You know, we rubbed on my butt a little bit for a little while. And I was in the club. This was right when Dre had just got, you know, he was able to get back out and everything. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the bar. He was like, no, I'll get your drink for you. Look, I'm going to the bar to buy me and my friend a drink. Friend, do you want a drink? Nah, I'm good. Did I come back with you for a Corona? Yes, I did, because that's my friend. And my friend shall drink all I drink. I'm going to. That's just how I am. I'm not a bad influence. This is how I work. But a lot of times, I buy my own drink. Guys are scared to talk to me in the club. Scared to talk to me, or they wait to try to gauge the situation about, hey, she was just talking to that guy. I wonder if that's her dude, or should I slide over and try to talk to her? And Dre can attest to this, that he's watched guys kind of do that run and start, that double dutch move, like, should I talk to her, should I not talk to her, should I talk to her, should I not talk to her? Yeah,
that shit
and
is hilarious.
We call it reading the room. Up here, we call it reading the room. You're reading the room. You're getting a vibe for what the room is like. You know, you watching the ones who's watching you and watching that one hot female. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I don't watch nobody. I go to the club, dance, and to drink.
Exactly. And
I'm definitely
as an asshole because I don't buy female drinks. Only female I buy a drink is best friend, and if I really, really know you, I might get you one. But other than that, why am I buying you a drink, bro? Like, for real. You ain't going home with me, you going to be with the next nigga. I buy you a drink, then y'all say you disappear in the club. Nah, it don't work like that, chick.
And I don't accept drinks from strangers.
Why you always come into the club? Not one time have you bought me a drink, okay? If I buy you a drink, are you going to sit there and talk to me, or are you going to get your drink and dip? Because 9 times out of 10, I buy you a drink, you're going to walk off. And I'm going to be mad because you're going to be in the next nigga's face with my drink, drunk, giving him play.
Mm-mm. I ain't never done that.
But I will say this. When I say that guys don't like to talk to me, Ramon.
Man, that's why I don't do that shit.
Ramon, when I say that guys don't like to talk to me, I can give you a prime example. There's this guy. We see him all the time. He sees Dre at the flea market. And he says, hey, man, you know Jay? Because he says my name. And Dre knows another person with the same name. He was like, who are you talking about? Which one? And he was like, you know, the little light-skinned girl that be with you. She was like, oh, yeah, that's my best friend. Man, okay, yeah, she's this, that, and the third. Okay. The next weekend, I kid you not, we are at a day party because my best friend told me about this situation. We're at a day party. The dude is standing next to me, ain't saying nothing, not a word.
And this is the funny part about that whole situation. He's a BET model. He's supposed to be this model or whatever. And you thinking, like, okay, nigga, they you get anybody. Nigga, you got all that looks and all that busting, and you skate. You don't see Joe Michael Jackson damn bitching in the corner looking ass, crying up a rat looking ass in the corner somewhere and shut up. Don't ask you about the person, and then you right there with the person, and all of a sudden you shook that. But you a model.
And that he's done that twice.
Idiot.
And he always in the club with that same old scraggly girl. Scraggly.
Looking a mess. What a matter of weed.
Okay, we're going to stop talking about people. We're going to stop talking about them. But, yeah, like, I just don't understand. Like, I think that people are just intimidated by me, and they think that I'm just going to ruin their lives. I'm not going to ruin your life. I can only add extra beautifulness to your life because I'm such an awesome person. Now I'm going to do some things that make you want to think a little bit. Just think a little bit. Think just a little bit. So, but yeah. So it's definitely interesting in life. And so with these side pieces, am I saying it's okay to have a side piece if something is going on? Not really. I'm not saying it's okay. What I'm saying is have a conversation with your mate and try to determine how you all can work things out. Maybe a side piece may be what you need. I don't know. But I'm not saying don't tell nobody. Imaj said, you know how people like to say, Drake, such and such told me to go do this. Imaj did not tell you to go get you a side piece. Imaj told you to have a conversation with your mate and figure that shit out.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to spice up your life a little bit. Maybe you need to spend a little bit of time on your knees every once in a while. Oops, I said it out loud.
Nowadays, the side piece, man, being a side dude takes too much time, man. You got to answer text messages and shit. You got to listen to them whine about the relationship and shit. You got to dang on. Get the hey, big head, you up text and all this bullshit. And all you want to do is just take a nap. Like, it's stressful now.
Hey, a nap. A nap, really? A nap? Is all you want to do is take a nap?
Yeah, just want to take a nap, man. Being a side dude nowadays, boy, I'm trying to tell you. Especially, like I envy these older dudes out here get these young girls. I don't see how they do it, because all them young girls, they just want you to damn buy them shoes and leave.
Wow. Well, I'm not buying no shoes and buy weed.
Yeah, they just want you to buy me some weed and pay my Boost Mobile bill and them old cats be on it though. Yep, them old cats be on it though. They be out there tricking like crazy, but I think that shit is hilarious.
Wow.
Like, nigga, you 50, you a side piece to a damn 23-year-old? Are you serious?
never boy. Hey, older women is where it's at now, boy. I'm telling you. All they want you to do is just listen to them talk a couple times and tell them you love them. They happy.
Can I tell you you love them? Love them? Wow. Jesus Christ. Well, we have reached the end of our show. This has been an interesting conversation. Once again, please do not tell people that Demar told you to get a side piece. I didn't tell y'all that. I told you all to talk to your mates and have a conversation and figure that shit out. That's what I told you to do. So next week, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Everybody should be here next week, but I already know I'm gonna have to fight Ron. He probably sleeps somewhere. He probably, because you know he's an old man with a new baby, so he probably somewhere sleep. So, but we're gonna holler at you all next week, same time, same place, different shenanigans and whatnot. And if you want to hit us in our inbox, hit me up in my inbox if you got some questions or some concerns or whatnot, and we might talk about it. But until then, I want you people to be good to you, each other. Be good to your side piece. Just do it. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Thank you, Ramon, for hanging out with us and getting in on this conversation. This way, me and Dre didn't just have to talk like we talk on the phone every day. So, yep. See you next week. Thank you for joining the code. Good night.